This is Senator Al Simpson. Civil rights groups which seek their own special treatment for minorities are losing their credibility. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, a study just out by the Activist Leadership Conference on Civil Rights found that the vast majority of Americans strongly support equal opportunity and plain old fairness on the job. Overwhelmingly, people said they want promotions to be based solely on hard work and merit. Bad news for you, Ted. The study also discovered that folks just refuse to support preferential treatment for any minority. Those surveyed said most civil rights groups only want to create special treatment for a select few, something that's repugnant to them. Ted, let's get back to basics. Civil rights must protect the freedom of each and every American, not just a few. Last year, the whole country saw right through your quota bill and they killed it. Let's get civil rights back on track by passing a good bill instead of passing the buck.
Al, I'm not for quotas and I don't know anyone who is. It's that old Republican trick. Shout quotas to conceal your shameful refusal to challenge job discrimination by business. Cover up your opposition to equal job opportunity for all workers. Job discrimination is wrong, Al. Prohibiting it has nothing to do with quotas. Americans who are willing to work hard deserve full legal protection against businesses that discriminate. It's not just race, Al. We're talking about blatant discrimination against women in the workplace and against elderly and disabled workers. What they deserve is a chance to get ahead on their own effort and talent. They don't deserve to be held down by barriers based on unfair discrimination. We're talking about the heartland of America. Hard-working middle-class families. Shape up, Al. Tell the Republican Party to stand up for working men and women and stop coddling employers and businesses that discriminate. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Children in Poverty. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.